You are listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson.
Hey everyone, Michael here with Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast, and today is January 25th, 2024, and this is Season 2, Episode 3, and thanks for checking this out. If you haven't done so already, please hit like and subscribe, then head on over to youtube.com/HelloCupcakeIt'sMe to check out the YouTube channel that this podcast is directly tied to, and that is updated every Wednesday and Saturday. And then head on over to HelloCupcakeIt'sMe.com to give the blog some love. Follow me on all the different social medias, and also check out my upcoming book by going to cdsthebook.weebly.com. The book is scheduled to be published in March of 2025, and you'll get all the up to the minute updates on the website, and you can follow along on Instagram. It's instagram.com/cdsthebook.com, or yeah, just CDS the book. So, without any further damn ado, let's get into this, shall we? So, man, the last few days I have just been physically, emotionally, and spiritually drained. A couple of days ago, well, about 2 weeks ago now, maybe a little bit longer, my friend James passed away. And I've been dealing with his family and all the ups, downs, and in-betweens that they're going through. And Monday night, I was supposed to go with his mom to Walmart to get some prayer cards made up. And we went there, and what was only supposed to take about 45 minutes ended up taking almost 4.5 hours. We got there at 5. We didn't leave until like 9:45, somewhere in that time frame. And I ended up not getting home to my house until about 10:15, 10:30. So I was done. I was exhausted. I was drained. I was just everything. And so I'm still playing catch up from that right now. And Wednesday, I didn't go to the YMCA. I just stayed home and I slept most of the day. And like, I feel like that's all I need to do right now is just sleep. I am so freaking tired. I don't want to do anything, but at the same time, I want to do everything. I know that makes absolutely no sense. Trust me. I deal with that quite a bit, where I want to do everything and nothing all at the same time, and there's no rhyme or reason, up, down, in between, whatever else. But anyways, so in the process of dealing with the funeral preparations, which is for this Saturday, I've been working on my book a little bit. I am happy to say that I have 24 more entries to go, and I'll be done with the manuscript, and then it's sending it off for line editing and all that other cool stuff. So I'm excited and scared all at the same time because of how close to being done everything is. Even if I was to get the book completely situated to the point where it could be published, like, by the end of April, I'm still going to give myself time to fine-tune it and hone it and all that other stuff so that I can have the publication date of March 2025. So yeah, I'm really excited about that. I started my diploma in mental health class just recently, and this class is only supposed to be like 15 to 40 hours long, and just with how brain dead I've been, I have not been able to like start up section 2 of this yet, and I need to get that done and get that completely taken care of. But even though I didn't get that one done, I was able to take a online certificate. Well, I did a certificated attendance for recognizing and facilitating grief and mourning in psychotherapy. And pretty much was stuff that I had already kind of knew, and was just a very topical class. Didn't really get into the meat and potatoes of things, but the instructor asked us to make, like, if there was anything that we would like to see topics on. And I said, yeah, I would love to see a topic that covered people who are on the spectrum and people who are dealing with mental health illnesses that have a loved one pass away. Like, you know, how do you explain death to an autistic person or somebody with Down syndrome or whatever else? And like, all of these classes and courses and stuff are always geared toward people who are neurotypical or coming out of recovery. And none of them talk about the aspects of re-triggering traumas that drove the addicts to their addictions. No one talks about the aspect of losing a loved one that causes the addiction. No one talks about, like, talking to somebody who doesn't have full mental facilities about why their loved ones or caregivers are no longer around. And I would really like to see that happen, because, you know, that's a demographic that I feel is just completely glanced over. And so I typed all that up, like, in a letter to the class instructor or whatever, and she said, wow, you know, that is a really good topic, and I'm going to see if I can find somebody who might be able to spearhead this topic, and I'll let you know if we come up with any type of classes for that. And I said, yeah, you know, thank you very much, because, like, if somebody is an addict or dealing with bipolar, suicidal tendencies, whatever, and this traumatic life experience happens, is that going to push them over the edge? Is that going to give them the reason to finally harm themselves fatally? Is that going to undo years of recovery or months of recovery? And, you know, as counselors and as peer counselors, we need to know how to best handle all aspects of clients or patients or whatever monocle you want to put on them, so then that way we are not re-traumatizing and we have everything that we need in our toolkit in order to better serve the entirety of the community and the populace that may come in. So that was a really good class that I took, and I am really enjoying these mental health classes, because not only is it helping me develop better tools to serve myself, but in the case, in the instance of dealing with my friends, family, I feel like I am better equipped to be more neutral and be able to help them across a broad spectrum. So, like, I can identify what his sister is going through. I can identify what his mother is going through. I can identify what his girlfriend is going through, and so on and so forth. And, like, able to talk to and reach them all on a significant level and be able to not only validate their feelings, but help them with the process of moving on. And when we're dealing with grief, that's one thing that we never, like, people always say, oh, we'll just get over it. You never get over the loss of somebody. You learn how to move on without them. And you learn how to move on with that pain, with that hollowness. And a lot of times people get really upset and, like, have this guilt because they slip up and find themselves laughing, or they start taking notice of another person who has a interest in them as, like, a partner. And, you know, there's that, like, guilt of, I let that person be dead for a moment. I let that person be gone. And how dare I let that person be gone? But at the end of the day, we have to continue on with our lives. We cannot follow them into the grave. And so this idea of that grief has a time period is something that is pounded into us by society, by our jobs, by the people in our lives, and so on and so forth, when in all actuality, grief has no expiration date. Some people choose to grieve one day a year, and then they're good, and then they move on. A lot of people find it difficult or triggering to be around the death date. And so, these classes are really helping me being able to focus on the mental health aspect of other people while also looking inward at myself and thinking about how I have dealt with death, how I've dealt with the fact that my grandfather passed away, and then how I dealt with the fact that both of my grandmothers plus my step-grandparents passed away. And I was really close to my grandmother on my father's side, and there was no closure there because she was here one moment, gone the next, and I didn't even get to attend the funeral, which I have yet to heal from. The same thing with my dad. My dad was here one moment. I talked to him on a Friday. By Saturday evening, he had passed. And by the time I got to my mom and dad's house, my mom had already had him cremated, and I had no chance to have any closure. And I'm still working through that on my own terms. And so these classes are helping me to unpack and find the strength to put that to sleep and to learn to deal with the fact that I no longer have these people in my life. And so it's a very difficult process, and each person grieves differently. And so, I'm just thankful for these classes that I'm taking, and this diploma on mental health, one that I'm taking right now, is really kind of kicking my butt and helping me to unlock a lot of stuff that I forgot or thought was, like, made up or whatever. And I'm starting to be able to unrepress these memories. I'm unpacking those repressed memories. So, yeah. And then above and beyond that, you know, when I'm not doing the class or working on the book, I've just been watching a lot of television and playing a few games on my cell phone. I haven't even turned my Nintendo Switch on in probably a month, and there's really no reason for me not to be playing it. It's not like I have a lack of games. I just that's not where I'm able to focus my attentions right now. And I haven't even read any further in my book. I made it to like chapter 3 and I kind of put a bookmark in it, and it's right there by my bed, so all I have to do is roll over and pick it up and start reading. So it's not like that's not an option. It's just with so much going on right now, I'm chasing the dopamine wherever I can get it. And sometimes the dopamine is me sitting down in front of the computer and typing out on the book. Sometimes the dopamine is me sitting here taking a class and passing it and getting the certificate and all the other stuff. Other times the dopamine is just me rewatching the entire season of Absolutely Fabulous, which I did a couple of days ago. I watched all 5 seasons of Absolutely Fabulous. And right now I'm rewatching Little Britain USA, which is a HBO comedy special that is kind of a skit show or whatever. But, you know, there's been scientific proof that people who watch a lot of reruns, that it takes you out of this like stress-induced anxiety and really does relax you, because it's predictable and it's funny and it's familiar. And so you go from this like this mindset of what happens next to being able to mime the words and what's getting ready to happen, and you laugh when you're supposed to and everything. And it's just a way of coping and self-soothing or what have you. So yeah, that's what's been going on with me. And I going to finish it up here by saying the only other thing that has taken place over the last couple of weeks is that I got my enhanced driver's license, so now I am able to go into Canada or Mexico by car, by train, or by boat. I cannot fly in. I still have to have a passport to fly or whatever. But the very next thing that I'm going to try to get is my passport, so that I can do all of that. And I was kind of my old ID versus my enhanced ID is so different. Like the coloration on the top of it went from like this pale mint green color to like this light reddish pink color. And there's like a little American flag on my ID, and then you flip it over and it's got like all of the barcode information for like the passport aspect of it, and just all around weird looking. But I'm happy that I finally got it, and I still gotta pay off on that and stuff, and I got like 316 more payments to go before that's taken care of. Not really, but it feels that way. So, anyways, guys, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, shoot me an email, hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com, and check out the book website, cdsthebook.weebly.com. And follow all the social media links down below, and I will talk to you all later. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for tuning in. You have been listening to Hello Cupcake, It's Me, a podcast with your host, Michael Peterson. Please make sure to check back often, as new episodes are released bi-weekly. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to send a message to hellocupcakeitsme@gmail.com. And until next time, stay happy, safe, and keep doing the best you can with what you have been given.